Okay, so I'm MIT in a Pennsylvania research lab, and it's quite productive interaction I'm working on. I'm working on all kinds of things. I mean, God. But I had this particular interest in photoreceptors, and I worked on vision. Yeah, I worked with on color vision at Pennsylvania Research Lab with a great little team that was interested. In those days, research labs at Pennsylvania were more like academic research labs. They were amazing. You know, Shannon said, when asked what he missed about Bell Labs when he was at MIT, Shannon is alleged to have given the famous answer, "I miss the academic atmosphere." So, I mean, I suppose that I was very lucky because Pennsylvania Research Labs had a profoundly good academic atmosphere.
Yes.
They were great. They were great. I mean, it was loaded with the best, the quintessential combination of MIT and Harvard physics, mathematical physicists and all sorts of people. And so that gave me, that kind of was always in the back of my biological background too. Okay, so I was taking all the wave propagation plasma courses, also biophysics courses, all kinds of things at MIT. And then I wanted something more theoretical. I did extremely well at MIT. I had a perfect 5-point average.
Mm.
I'm almost ashamed to say that because as I told you, I don't think any of those things count, but I did do okay at Then I went to, and I actually think that should be given. So if you, even if you write it in, I'll probably try to take it out.
Well, we can delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then, because I mean, I think that had not to do with anything that counts. Then I went to Harvard. Because I wanted a more a less engineering, more fundamental approach to all the subjects that I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the main reason. At Harvard I had a brilliant mathematical training. And I think this was a turning point in my next turning point in my life. I studied with the famous George Carrier, took his courses, especially asymptotic analysis, perturbation theory, all the techniques for extracting the mathematical essence from an equation without solving it exactly.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And that certainly completely gave me the armament or the philosophy and especially the ingenuity for trying to always extract the mathematical or the physical essence, the essence from any problem without trying to solve it completely or exactly. So that was very important in my life. And I would say that probably is the single most important thing for analysis.
Mm-hmm.
I took all kinds of courses and everything, and both formally and not formally. I sat in Harvard Business School courses. I sat in Harvard Law courses.
Mm.
I sat in as I always was interested in anthropology, I used to sit in those courses in addition to all the mathematics type of thing. Especially biology, I was always interested in George Carrier and George Wald's classes. Potentially won a Nobel Prize. So I enjoyed that.
Mm.
And all the time I'm working at Sylvania doing this there. Then I went to London. I suddenly realized I wanted to expand my horizons, look from afar, and I wanted to go to London.
Mm.
So I decided not to do finish my PhD at Harvard. I just did a master's degree. And then went to, I had a chance of going to Cambridge or University College London. I went to University College London because I wanted to live in London.
Mm.
Now I love London.
Yes.
And
yes.
I loved University College London, and my first experience in London was my classmate, my office mate, who shared the office with me, and I asked him what he was doing, and he said he took he's doing X, and it was just, I don't remember, and I said, have you had course, you know, whatever it is, 109? And he laughed at me, and I suddenly realized I was a typical American who believed he had to have, you know, N courses to do anything, and didn't know how to go to the library and just prepare oneself to do anything you want in life. That's another turning point. You don't need courses.